Shuk, what do you want to give them two for? Really, since the Kohanim could have went home already on Friday, or they could have went home already on Sunday, or they could first come on Sunday, so why do they even get two for? Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, v'schar ha-gofas d'losis, for reward that they open and close the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. Shrashi, bhani tati ma'veretayu, ad Rabbi Yehuda koi, diyoma nichnas meto sheva. He said, the one that goes in takes sheva. So Rashi is not explaining Hestus. The Mer is not explaining that we're talking. We just spoke about now. That we understand. Hey, since Lamaisa, some Kohanim stood over from Sukkot to that Shabbos, we let them have two special. The Mer is now asking the Kashna and the Yehuda sheet in the Mishnah. The Yehuda says that the Mishma that comes in, they get seven, and the one that goes out on a regular Shabbos, the new Mishma coming in gets seven of the 12, and the Mishma leaving only gets five. The question is, how come the Mishma coming in gets two more than the ones leaving? That's the question. What's the reason why the Mishma coming in gets seven, two more than the one going out? Like, it should be equal and equal. Because the ones going out had opened the door in the morning, that's why they get an extra two. The Mishma coming in now. The Mishma coming in, Magiv had lost his harvest. They're the ones that are going to close the doors at night. The ones that went out opened it in the morning, and now at night the new ones coming in, they're going to have to close it at night. But since they're going to have to close it at night, that's why they get an extra two. So the Gemara, v'neimalei dal badal. Rashi, v'neimalei means yoytze nichlas, the ones going out. Because after the ones coming in, dal badal means hosse choyk zeh mikan. V'shul shesru etzlechom. In Tito Achshav Sheva, Yito L'Shabbos Abo, Mishmer HaNichnas Sheva. V'yato Terlato B'Shova, Kadesha Tito Gamato L'Shabbos Abo B'Shova. In other words, let's make an equal exchange here right now. In other words, why do you get seven right now, rather only get six now, and six next week when you leave? Like, how come the ones coming in right now have a right to get seven? Like, why doesn't the ones leaving say to the ones coming in, what are you being chopping and taking seven right now? Wouldn't it be better for you just to take six now, and next week when you go out, you take also six? Like this, when you leave next week, you're only going to take five? So why don't you make like this an equal deal? Like a young pumpkin is better to have than a bigger one. In other words, what you have right now, you have. No such thing, I'll take less now to get more next week. What you have right now, a person's happy with, he has it right now. Even though it's a small pumpkin, but if you have it right now, it's better than a big pumpkin. Here also, if we have a right now to get seven, don't talk us into taking six, we'd rather take seven right now. I, next week, will get less, we'll worry about it next week. Shashi, boy, tzina tov mikruah. Moshel head you to. Hoyim lechaveru, the last, ketana, ani leis nechom. Be mechuber, em tirtzol tol shei achshav, toilish. I'll give you a small pumpkin if you want to take it off right now. But if you want to leave it till it grows to a big pumpkin, take it later. Is a person says, Avada, I'm about to take it right now. Now I know I have it. Well, it'll be later. I don't know. See, here also, right now we have a right to get seven because we're going to have to close the doors at night. Therefore, we'll take it right now. We'll worry about it next week. We'll only get five. We'll worry about it next week. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ube Musafim Chokin. What about Korban Musaf? Do they divide the Korban Musaf or not? He says yes, they divide the Korban Musaf. The Rashi be Musafim Chokin. The same we're saying now in Shabbos Sukkot, that the Lechem Aponim is divided equally between all the Chavdal and Mishmarois. Is no, the Plig Lechem Aponim Mishmar Nichnas. No, it's not going on Shabbos. It's going on a regular Shabbos of the whole year, not on Shabbos Sukkot. On a regular Shabbos. We're saying Kihecha the Pligi Belechem Aponim. The same way that to the Mishma coming in and the Mishma going out to divide up the Lechem Aponim, Mishma Nichnas VaYotzei Paganami BiOris HaMusafim Shel Kol Shabbos. Who are then every Shabbos when they bring the Korban Musaf, the Shalos, which Mishma should get the Korban Musaf? Does the Mishma going out get it, or does the Mishma coming in get it? So he says yes to Machlokes. I mean, they make a Chalukah. The same way the Lechem Aponim is divided equally, either six and six, or 7 and 5, the same way the oris, the skins of the Korban Musaf, is also divided equally between the two Mishmarim. That was of Yehuda's Chiddush. Meis we have a kasher on you. Mishmara HaYotzis, the Mishma going out, Oise Tomet Shoshachar. They have a right to bring the Tomet Shoshachar in the morning, on Shabbos. They're still the Mishma in the morning of Shabbos. Ul Musafim, and they also bring the Korban Musaf. is the ones going out bring the korban musaf. Mishmar hanichneses, the new mishma coming in the Shabbos. Oisa Tomat Shabbos Abayim, they're coming in already in the afternoon, so they bring the Tomat Shabbos Abayim over Zichin. After took off the shteilech, the lechem upon him, you change the bezichim on Shabbos also, the new levoina, the two plates that has levoina inside it, and you amakti it, you burned it on Shabbos. So the burning of the bezichim was done later in the afternoon, also the new mishma coming in did that. Now, v'imu mesofen chokim leketani, it doesn't say you divide up the mesofen. It says clearly that the mishmer that's going out, the old mishmer, brings the tomach of shachar and the mesofen. Mashmir is no chaluka, that the old mishmer brings the musaf and they get it. So it's a kasha and Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, haitana bechaluka leikamari. Tell you there's no stira. This Tana is not talking about the chaluka. It's just saying that they brought it. What about dividing it up? He's not talking about it. Could be it was also divided equally. Omar Rabbah says like this. I'll ask you another kasha. There's a Tana Devei Shmuel. The Mari Bechaluka. He's talking about clearly that the Mishmar Shabbos that's changed. The new one goes out and the new one comes in. The old one goes out. Here it talks about how to divide up the Kabbonis of Shabbos. And it says clearly, over Musafim Chokin. Like Tani, it does not say that they divide up by Musaf. Mashma clearly, by Musaf is not divided equally. But rather, the first Mishma that was here in the morning, they bring the Kerba Musaf, and they get the whole Kerba Musaf. It's not divided equally. For Tana Devei Shmuel, the Mari Bechaluka, over Musafim Chokin like Tani, the Tana Devei Shmuel. Mishmara hayoytzes oisa tomach shachar. The mishmar going out, they're still there. They do a tomach shachar. Or musafim, they also bring korban musaf. Mishmara nechnasas, the new mishmar coming in, oisa tomach ben abayim. They bring the tomach ben abayim. Or vezichin and the vezichin. Arbo kahanim are nechnasim shom. Four kahanim came in there. Shnayim mishmar zeh. Two of them from the old mishmar. Or shnayim mishmar zeh. Two of them from the new mishmar. Vecholkim lechem upon him, and they divided up the lechem upon him. So clearly it's talking about chalukah, and it only says they divided the lechem upon him. V'yilu b'mesafim chokum leketani, and it doesn't say they divided up the korban musaf. It's yufta, the Rabbi Yehuda, it's yufta. This is the kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Here it's mashma clearly that the first mishmer, the mishmer that was there already, the mishmer that's going out today, they're the ones that bring the korban musaf, and they get the old korban musaf. There's no chalukah here about the korban musaf. And it says, ha'nichnosim chokim tzofim. The new mishmer coming in, they get their chelik of lechem upon him. They eat it on tzof on the north side. Turn around, Rabbanim. Ha'nechnosim, the ones coming in, chokim tzof on the north side. Kadei shiiru shei nechnosim. Everybody should know on the north side is set aside for the new mishmer. Everybody should know these are the kahanim from the new mishmer that's going to work this coming week. V'hayoytzim, the kahanim that are leaving now, chokim b'durim. They divide on the south side. Kadei shiiru shei yoytzim. Everybody should know the south side is set aside for the kahanim that are leaving. Now, Bilgol, Yerlam, Chalekas, Bedorim. The Rabbanim made a kenas that this Mishmah Bilgol, they always have to divide up on the south side. Now, Tana Rabbanim, the Maisa was Maisa ben Miriam Bas Bilgol. It was Bas Bilgol's daughter. She Mira Dosa. She went on the wrong derech. She became an Apikurus. For Hocha ben Nisat Lestat Yechem Mimacha Yevonim. She went and married a Greek person, a guy. Kishenichnus Yevonim Eichel, when Yevonim came in to destroy the Beis Amigdash, Hoysim of Aetes Besandalor. She went and kicked the Mizbeach. Agavia Mizbeach, she took her foot and kicked the Mizbeach. For Yom, she said like this, Lucas, like a name, she called the Mizbeach Lucas, Admosli at the Mechalim Amoinim Shoy Yisrael. How long are you going to ruin, use up all the money? In other words, you make the Jews bring Kabonis on you, Mizbeach. The Yatayim and Elaim, Bishasat Chag, you don't help them now. Now, Bizman Achurban Abayis, you're not doing anything for them. That's what this Isha did, this Bas, the daughter of Bilga. So since it came out such a chil Hashem that the daughter of Bilga did this, is such a thing happened, they made a knas to this mishmer, that they took their tabas, their ring, that you used to put the head of the animal there, and they were so smooth, they made it stationary, you can't move it anymore. And that's chaloina, the sasmes chaloina, and they filled up, they covered up its window. They did a knas to this mishmer. The Yesharim, some say, mishamrosai shayalovai. That wasn't the mice, what happened with Bilga. What happened, the Mishmer Bilga, one time they came late. V'nichnas Yisheva v'achav imoy. And the brother Yisheva came with him. V'shimish takhtav, and they worked instead of Bilga. So afal pi sheshcheinei harishoyim, lo'nistakru sheshcheinei Bilga. Afal pi sheshcheinei harishoyim, lo'nistakru, usually the sheshcheinei of Rosha doesn't gain, of sheshcheinei Bilga nistakru. She bilgo li'erlam chalekas b'dorim.
that here there's a kanas made to Bilga. This mishram always divides on the south side. The yeshiva v'achi b'tzofin. And yeshiva, even though he's a shochin to the rosha, he divides on the north side. Now, call upon him, one of these two things, this shevet, this mishmer, Bilga did, either they came late, or else his daughter made such a klola, so because this rabbana made a kanas. If because the mishmer became late, that's why we make a kanas to no mishmer. If it's only because the daughter of one person did a chet, we can't send the whole mishmer. Amr Abai, Abai says yes in. For the Amr Yinsha, Shusa Dinuka, Beshuka, Oidiavu Oidima. What a child speaks in the street, either we learn from his father or his mother. So in other words, since the child was able to say such a klola, it's right, he learned it from the parents, and therefore the parents have a right to get this klola.
So the Gemara still goes on to ask the question, even if you want to say like the child here, learned how to say this klola, how to speak from the parents, so it's a right, even the parents were speaking not nice about the Mizbech. They were also being mevat of the Mizbech, but still the Gemara is the kasha. Well, mishumavua v'imo kan sin l'kulu mishmora, because of one parent, one father and mother, you make a kenas upon the whole mishmor, this whole mishmor bilga. They always had to eat on dorim, and they had always, their tabas was stationary, and the chalon, they were sosum. Why? Skmurins, omer abaya, abayarin says, oyle rosh, oyle shcheinoi. And toiv le tzadik, toiv le shcheinoi, enechnami, a person that's a shochin, that's a neighbor to a rosha, he also gets bit out of it. See, since the whole mishmor, like Rashi says, oyle rosh, oyle shcheinoi. But there was kanim tanya, the chotz v'savonim nega b'yevin shem miktsoya shneim chotzim, ava pi shenega lo nirra lo b'beisoy shalzeh, mach meshoy satinoi, enoi, tzora b'keilov chaveroi, loka b'shviloi. The kanam ro'a the rosh ro'a l'shreni, lo na'af milkos negoyim. Even though one person's ikka habayit has nega, but the other's neighbor's house that's right next to it also has tumor to it. Because o'a l'rosh ro'a l'shreni, when you're a shochin to a rosha, you're a neighbor to a rosha, you'll also get the punishment, the klolas that go upon the rosha. And the other way we learn out the Mamela, Taibla Tadik, Taibla Shreinai, Timida Taibla Maruba, Amida Taibas, watch more. Shenema, the Posik says, Imru Tzadik Ki Taib, Ki Fri Malalehem Yechelu. Let's say to a Tzadik, it's good, for it's the fruits of his work he will eat. So here we learn out that Taibla Tzadik is Taibla Shreinai also. Hadrin Alecha, Achalil, Aslikolo, Mesechta, Sukkah.